right now joining us on the phone is Nicole Pascula from the Johnson Creek area. Nicole, how are you? How's everything today?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Oh, we're doing fine. Thank you for joining us. You're going to tell us a story about Noah. Now, how old is Noah?
Noah is 10.
Tell us a little bit about Noah and what you as a mom and, you know, how what you guys have been dealing with.
Sure. When Noah was younger, he was sick frequently. He was just never felt good, and he had kind of different symptoms like joint pain and stomach pain and headaches and nothing really, you know, we just couldn't figure anything out. So this started when he was about 3 years old, and when he was around 7, we finally were able to diagnose him with celiac disease. So he went kind of a long time with undiagnosed celiac and has had some internal permanent damage, but once we figured it out, we have made a tremendous difference in his life. But obviously that gave him some nervousness about food. So, you know, nutrition is obviously something that we need to maintain life. And so we've struggled with it big time. And so getting into children's, they've helped us with a feeding team and even a therapist and everything just to get him back on track. And it's a slow progress, but we're making progress. And that's the biggest thing.
So you noticed that after he was diagnosed with celiac, that he was still having some stomach pains and some issues, and it was kind of more of the anxiety and the mental side of that?
Yeah. His stomach pain, kind of came back, and I was like, what's going on here? And so then we decided, let's look into this more mentally, because when you eat food for 4 years that makes you feel like crap all the time, that can cause, obviously, that would cause anyone anxiety. So we met with the children's therapy team, and, we've kind of figured that out, that, you know, he's nervous about eating. Well, we do that 3, 4, 5 times a day. So, that's
right.
Going to cause some stomach pain. So, they kind of handled him from all a few different angles, the psychotherapy angle and the nutrition and GI angle, and they're just helping us all around.
You know, Nicole, we've been talking a lot about mental health and how we have to do away and do everything we can to eradicate the stigma that surrounds mental health issues. And I love the fact, as I was reading what your son said, he said to other kids out there, I would say that they should definitely go ask for help if they felt like I did. This is the words of Noah, who said, definitely just be truthful. I think the words of wisdom out of that young man, pretty amazing, because so many aren't truthful. So, you know, kids are so used to being told to be brave and be a warrior.
Right.
And as one of the moms who was here just said, you know, sometimes kids aren't okay, and you got to let them know that it's okay not to be okay, and you have to let them know and give them the thumbs up that it's okay to go seek help. And in fact, that's what you're supposed to do. And as a mom, I would assume, Nicole, you feel the same way.
Exactly. I was so heartwarmed when he said that. That's actually on a newscast that we had done, and I was so proud of him for saying that. You know, I mean, he's a cool, popular, fun kid. It's like, you know, this can happen to anyone. So anyone can go ahead and feel free to ask for help. Like, just do it. And it is our job as adults and parents to teach them how to get through these things, because you will go through more things as your life goes on. So it is very, very important to give me the right training, too, you know, to help me a little bit, too. And Children's definitely does that.
And that's one of the things that makes Children special, is that he is able to talk to his therapist when he's having a tough day, and they'll make time for you, and they understand the situation, and that there's a safe person or a safe space that they can talk to somebody when they're not feeling okay.
Right. And that could be like right now. I could call right now and they could get me in today or tomorrow. Mostly, it's usually the same day, but sometimes it might be the next day or something. But we're not waiting for months. So that is really nice. And especially these last couple of years, a little, some isolation from people, I think has done damage to us as a society, and it shows. I mean, the second highest rate of death for children is suicide, and that's just unacceptable. And so Children's is making a big stand for that, so that's really great, I think.
It is, and it's shocking, some of the statistics. I mean, when they ask the kids who come in, for example, to the emergency room, I think the stat was 160 out of 1,000 had suicidal thoughts.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. 16% of the kids. That is just so sad. And so many of those kids have, there are resources for them out there, but they may not know about it. They may be afraid to ask, and because of the stigma that we're talking about.
Right, exactly. I agree.
All right, Nicole, finally, we just want you to make the plea on behalf of the good folks here at Children's, and you know what it's meant to you and your family. Explain to the audience why it's important, even if they don't have kids or they've never had to have an interaction with Children's, why is it important for them to donate?
I feel that's such an open-ended question, and I could go on and on. And it would be easier for me to say, why shouldn't you? Just walking through the halls there, you can see these different programs that Children's does for these kids. I mean, these kids that are in Children's, they're sick, and their lives are completely blown upside down. And the resources that Children's offers to them is life changing. Like, do you understand that quote? I mean, you're changing a child's life. We need to pull together as a community and all help each other. And I cannot think of a single better way than to help a children's hospital, especially this one, because of the programs that they have developed and how they're helping all kids of all ages.
Thank you so much. We could never have said it better, Nicole. Thank you. We really enjoyed talking to you, and we hope and we pray for nothing but the best for your guy. Noah is a very insightful little guy at the age of 10, and I have no doubt Mom and Dad had something to do with that. Yep. So thank you for your time, Nicole. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope you have a successful day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nicole Pascula.
Thank you.
Out in the Johnson Creek area.